The Ghana Health Service will today begin vaccinating children under 5 years against poliomyelitis. The house-to-house vaccination is necessary because although Ghana has not recorded any case since 2002, neighboring countries like Nigeria and Cameroon have recorded cases. This year alone, 146 polio cases have been recorded globally, with endemic countries recording 128 cases, whilst non-endemic countries recorded 18. The program manager of the expanded program on immunization, Dr. George Bonsu, says Ghana is at risk as any one case reported has infected more than 200 children. He therefore asks parents to make their children who are less than 5 years old available for immunization.
Even though Ghana has not had a case in the year 2000, but our children are still at risk. Because there are cases of polio in Nigeria, Cameroon, Equatorial Guinea. And in this era of frequent travel, when there's a case in nowhere, it puts the whole West African sub-region at risk in the whole world. Ghana is doing this alongside other West African countries. It's a synchronized campaign covering the whole West Africa for the period. In this era of travel, a case in Nigeria can reach Ghana within a short time. So what we can do to make sure that we give our children the required protection and immunity. And that immunity can be given only by giving them the polio vaccine. And when they are protected, then we can prevent them from getting poliomyelitis.
Now, with these reported cases in these regions, what is the rate at which they are being reported?
As of 2nd September, at least we've had 6 cases of polio in Nigeria, 5 in Equatorial Guinea, 5 in Cameroon, and other countries around the world, in Pakistan, Afghanistan. And you know, one thing about polio is that for every one case of paralysis that you see, there are about 200 cases of children who became infected and never got paralyzed, who are also capable of transmitting the disease. So it's not an issue about 5 cases in Nigeria, but it's 5 times the number of children who were infected but didn't get paralyzed but are still from the disease. So it's still a global challenge.
So how is this immunization going to be? Is it going to be the normal way where people go to houses or where they position themselves at vantage points for people to go and get immunized?
I mean, from 18 to 20 Saturday, we are targeting 5.7 million Ghanaian children under 5 years. We are going to move from house to house, market to market, lorry park to lorry park. We have trained about 50,000 volunteers, and we'll be backed by supervisors. But then we shall not leave out the other place, like the lorry stations, market places, where you know people will convert with their children.
Program manager of expanded program on immunization, Dr. George Bonsu.